There's only one thing I might consider worse than being called into court as a criminal defendant, and that's being called into court to represent a criminal defendant when you have no idea that you're representing anyone, let alone someone accused of a crime. I know this because I received just such a notice a few days ago. It was a postcard addressed to Amy Guida, attorney at law. So far, so good. But then just off to the left was an order that my client, I'll call him Mr. X, must appear for arraignment and a pretrial hearing on August 11th at 9 a.m. sharp, presumably with me as his attorney, at a courthouse just outside Detroit, Michigan. Now, I might not have been that worried about it, and might have assumed immediately that there'd been some sort of mistake, except that the courthouse was my childhood courthouse, the one that's in the same complex as the local library. Several possibilities raced through my mind. First, I thought that the judge had chosen me at random to represent an indigent defendant in an attempt to unburden the public defender's office. I readily admit that this would not have been the best move on the judge's part, even though I'm admitted to practice law in Michigan, given that I have never represented any criminal defendant in any sort of proceeding. Moreover, I worked for two different prosecutors' offices while in law school, so you can tell on which side my heart falls in criminal matters. Second, I worried that the criminal defendant had somehow named me as his attorney without my knowledge. I checked Mr. X's real name, and it sounded just familiar enough that this was plausible. Not only was the courthouse near my hometown, I just had my high school class reunion a month or so ago. Maybe this guy was one of those classmates who'd heard that I was a lawyer and decided to name me when arrested, thinking he might get a friend's discount. Mr. X should get a good deal on lawyering, given my lack of criminal defense experience and generally pro-prosecution stance. Third, I thought that this could be some sort of mistake. And yet, how could all the stars align so perfectly and so wrongly? So I called the number provided on the postcard and explained my situation. I'd never heard of this guy, I had no idea why I'd received the postcard, and I didn't even live in the state of Michigan. The woman who answered the phone knew right away she was talking to Amy Guida, because that's who was listed as Mr. X's attorney, God help him. But then she looked deeper into the file and recognized the mistake. Each licensed attorney in Michigan is but a number, a P and then five digits. Attorneys place this number after their names so that the courts know that the attorneys are certified to practice law. Turns out my P number and Mr. X's real attorney's P number are but one number apart. I was relieved to learn that I hadn't been assigned to criminal representation without my knowledge after all. Mr. X's crime, by the way, the one that had me quaking in my boots with fear that I'd been called to represent him, failure to stop at a pedestrian crosswalk. I'm Amy Guida.